Support for WEAA is provided by Bosch, offering Bosch dishwashers at Bray and Scarf.
88.9 FM reminds you that the views expressed on WEAA programs are those of participants and not necessarily those of Morgan State University, the staff, management, or underwriters of Baltimore's home for cool jazz. WEAA 88.9 FM.
The Mark Steiner Show is brought to you by MeQ, Baltimore's credit union.
Mr. Andrew Borden died, and he got his daughter Lizzie on a charge of homicide. Some folks say she didn't do it, and others say, of course, she did. But they all agree Miss Lizzie B was a problem kind of kid.
Cause you can't chop your papa up in Massachusetts.
Well, that's a nursery rhyme that some folks grew up with and some did not, about Lizzie Borden, who's supposed to have killed her parents with an axe on this day in 1892, this August the 4th. She was arrested for that act and caused celeb in that period of the 1890s and set free a young wealthy woman accused of killing her parents. Did she do it? Did she not? We don't know, but it became a nursery rhyme later in life. But on to the rest of our day in history, this August 4th, some serious things. And let's just start off with remembering someone who left us in over the weekend. This is very sad to hear that we lost George Collins at 88 years old, who served on this radio station, was one of the deans of journalism in the city of Baltimore. People call him the dean of African-American journalism in Baltimore because he was around on broadcast TV for so long, pioneering man in television in the city. But more on that, he really kind of set standards for being a journalist. Had the at-issue program here in WEAA for many years, and it took ill and that program had to go off the air. But he was a marvelous human being, a cantankerous, crusty, in-your-face, take-no-prisoners man, but he was passionate about his work, and we lost him. And of course, WEAA will be letting you know where services are and how to pay respects to the Collins family. We lost George Collins for the weekend, and he'll be missed by all of us. And on this day in history, many things did happen, and let's just go through them very quickly because we want to jump into our conversation here with our guests. This is the day in year 70 that the destruction of the Second Temple in Jerusalem took place, a conflict in the Middle East going on for many, many, many millennium. This is a war that broke out in 66, where people rising for freedom against the Romans. The Romans came in and sacked Jerusalem. 97,000 people were enslaved. 1 million people were allegedly killed in that war, 1 million people in the year 70. And the rebellion was put down in 73 A.D., but this was what's marked as the destruction of the Second Temple of Jerusalem. On this day in 1914, World War I, Britain declared war on Germany. Now, they had a treaty, but it was written in 1839 with Belgium, and Germany attacked Belgium, so the Brits had to go into the war. But there was huge demonstrations across Britain about not going to war. This was not their war. We don't want to fight in Europe. We don't want to create a war here. It did happen, but it was the European War, as it was called, was debated for the remainder of that war. And this is a day in 1931 that a man named Dr. Daniel Hale Williams passed away. Now, let's talk about him for just a moment. He was born on the 18th of January in 1856. And he actually grew up in Baltimore and then moved from Baltimore to Chicago. But Dr. Nathan Hale Williams was a black man born in this country in 1856 who became a physician, went to what's now Northwestern University. He founded Provident Hospital in Chicago, the first interracial hospital in the country. Created the first school of black nurses in Chicago in 1891. But what he did do was in 1893 perform the first open-heart surgery in the history of the United States of America, saving a man whose life, who has been stabbed in the chest. And he passed away on this day and was a co-founder of the National Medical Association of Black Doctors, was the first black member of the only black member, first black member of the American College of Surgeons when he was put in there. Remember this incredible American hero, Dr. Daniel Hale Williams, who passed away on this day. This is a day, this is interesting, this is a day in 1942, given that we're dealing with issues on the border. The United States and Mexico signed what they call the Bracero Agreement that allowed Mexicans to come to America to work during World War II because Americans were all fighting a war. 500,000 Americans were forced to return to Mexico before that, because they said they were taking jobs away from Americans during the Depression and deported them en masse. And 60% of the people deported in the 1930s who were Mexican-born and of Mexican parentage were American citizens. but were forced to be pushed back across the border. This issue of work and border and Mexico and America is not a new issue. It's one that America's been wrestling with for decades. This was a day in 1964 that Schwerner, James Cheney, Michael Schwerner, and Andrew Goodman, that their bodies were found in the earthen dam in Philadelphia, Mississippi, on this day in 1964. This day in 1964, as well, on this very same day, this was the Gulf of Tonkin incident. This is an incident, this is a really important thing about our history, where it comes from and where we go from here, where we went from there and where we go from here in terms of understanding America and war. The Gulf of Tonkin is a gulf in what was then North Vietnam, outside of Hanoi and Haiphong. The United States alleged that the Vietnamese attacked American ships in that harbor. So President Johnson used that as a pretext to escalate the war and send bombers and fighters in to bomb North Vietnam. The reality was, as was exposed many years later in the Pentagon Papers with Daniel Ellsberg, but it was a lie. The Vietnamese never attacked the American warships. They were attacked by American warships. They retaliated, but we used that as an excuse. It was a cover-up to widen this war that cost the lives of millions of Vietnamese and 58,000 American men in that war. So on this day, the Gulf of Tonkin. And on this day, very quickly, we'll end here so we can keep rolling into our conversation here. But this is a day that the Upper Volta became Burkina Faso. Interesting, given the light that today, the beginning, the conference of African leaders in Washington, D.C., President Thomas Sankara led a coup. He was a man who was very controversial, but he outlawed arranged marriages, polygamy, genital mutilations. He nationalized industries, created mass vaccination, building infrastructure throughout the country, but was overthrown himself. He was known as Africa's Che Guevara by some. And we will close with two birthdays. Robert Purvis was born on this day, who was an abolitionist and a fighter for freedom in America. One parent was white, an English father. His mother was a slave whose father was Jewish. He looked white. His siblings looked white, but they identified themselves as African-American and became president of the Pennsylvania Anti-Slavery Society and wrote the history of the Underground Railroad in Chester and neighboring counties in Pennsylvania, one of the great leaders of the abolitionist movement born on this day, as was Raoul Wallenberg, credited with saving hundreds of thousands of Jews from Hungary during World War II from annihilation, was later imprisoned in the Soviet Union as a spy that many people know and think was a setup. That's this day in history. We'll leave it at that. You can check the rest out at steinershow.org. We'll be right back to launch into our roundtable.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see,